Hello, and welcome to Bullfrog Dawn. I'm Jeremiah, and I'll be reading poems of my choosing from Poetizer.com, including one of my own that I created during the week. I hope you'll enjoy this form of art with me and decide to check out the poets of this show later. All links are in the description. Let's get started. Now, before we get started, I just want to say I am sorry. I have done a large disservice to the small community that actually listens to this podcast. And when I say small, I mean we're saying smaller than a Bible study. Probably only one or two people actually listen to this. And that is really fine with me. But I am still sorry, especially since May was International Poetry Month, I do believe. Anyhow, let's get into the poems. DNA by a man. We are like DNA. I don't exist without you. And so you are without me. There's a hydrogen bond between us, a type of attractive interaction between us. We are like a pair of molecules that are held tightly together, that can't be knocked out by the weather. This made us twin together, and I know with this bond we will last forever. P.S. I wish I had someone to narrate these lines. Well, there you have it, A-Man. You have me. I'm narrating it for you. You're welcome. Borrowed Eyes by Fortune Teller. Here's to the one that lent me their eyes, covered in love without a disguise. Revolving around the gravity of smiles, I gave them a spin, but couldn't keep them within, for I made a copy of those borrowed eyes. Little did I know that you'd be here a while. Little did I know you'd show me the positivity I always kept on trial. Little did I know that I would need to rid of the negativity. I knew that I was crazy, but little did I know I'd be so crazy over you. My soul has known you for all of its life, and thanks to those borrowed eyes, can you blame me for wanting to share your sight? Or for wanting to love you each and every night? An acquired taste was blindness at bay, and you brought me into the light. For those borrowed eyes glimmered so bright, obtaining the truth of our lives. Yours truly, the Fortune Teller. A Love So Beautiful by Julie _ It begins up over the hills and down through the terrains. The wind starts to moan, and then slowly comes the rain. Into the crest of the valley, down the belly goes the beast. Her heartbeat rapidly starts to rise, but time begins to cease. Along the nape of the land where the soft grass lies, beauty awaits for her prince so they can walk the path to paradise. The flower garden begins to bloom because the fingers I plant are gentle. There's a sweet aroma in the air as the land begins to shake and tremble. The winds are getting stronger. The weather is becoming unknown. The land is becoming demanding. It's like it has a mind of its own. My hands suddenly become bonded. I was focused on her beautiful soul. Down the Castle Goes by Karina Yusuf. Had a best friend back in kindergarten. Once we played knight in shining armor, saved me from the villain of the day. He took his hand out, helped me jump. Ed. From a castle we never played on. First crush, he never knew. Moved away for elementary school. 3 years later, we met again. My eyes, apparently. He didn't care. A decade passed, his mother gasped. Saw me standing in the street. She called out my name. Sent me his number. Told me to text. A brief conversation. Didn't feel as golden. Karina Yusuf. Here is one that I like a lot.
Writers should be brave.
By Miss Joe. You should be brave to be ready when others don't, won't, and can't understand your ideals. Not your words when someone questions your work. When you are being criticized, dig down to your demise, and you should be brave to explore unimaginable sides of the stories you write. Be ready when someone doubts your character's state of mind. Use the words to explain and bear more questions after, or think you're just pretentious, rather. Make those eyes reflect what they deny themselves with words. You need this courage, not for their approval, but to let it all out. What the world has taught you is not some half-hearted writings. You and what you make are a masterpiece. With a cup of coffee, in a corner there, sitting with those who seek a companion, then be alone. Make them feel like you know their plot lines, their verses, their idioms, and metaphors. Or, if they use exaggeration, make it not matter. You should be brave to write even if no one reads them, but you yourself alone. And indeed, writers are brave for feelings we crave. Here is the last and final one. It's actually part of a Bible verse. 1 Peter 5:7. Or I shouldn't say it's part of a Bible verse, but it has been inspired by a Bible verse. Because it is good to understand it is important to understand where they are coming from, so I will read the actual verse, starting from verse 6. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your care upon him, because he cares for you. Now this poem, in parentheses 1 Peter 5:7, by Chaya S., is very sweet and short. In prayer, I lay my worries at your feet like rare jewels. I lay before you treasured cares. O Ancient of Days, in your hands I place this anxious heart, trusting you at your word, when you say, you care for me. I may have lied. There is one more poem I would like to share, and it is one of my own. It is called Broken Bass by J.J. Bullfrog. Like a statue, figuratively tipped over by the weight of the last day, and then pinned by a cold breeze and the safety of a warm sheet, I cannot get up. The chill on my face, a warning of icy doom as soon as my feet meet the fuzzy floor, keeps me in this insufferable position. May the chill of the morn be cursed. Now, I did get a comment on this one. He said, nice quote, can't fully grasp it in my current state, but thank you. So I will go ahead and explain it. My wife likes to have the AC on in the house when we are sleeping, and sometimes it gets too cold for me. And so I am trapped underneath my blanket, not wanting to get up and go to work. That's pretty much it. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Bullfrog Dawn. If you would like to hear your poem or recommend someone else's on this podcast, please message me on Instagram. My username is JJ_BullfrogStagram. Now, if you want to share your poem other ways, you can actually record your voice on the Anchor website under my podcast, Bullfrog Dawn, and send it to me that way. And so you are the one narrating your own poem. And it's even more beautiful that way. I think so, anyhow. Remember to share this podcast with your friends. I hope you all have a most wonderful afternoon.